next up on the stream of free radio, or more likely on the archives. It's the time for the February 12th, 2026 show with me losing voice somewhat, too much raising my voice at the Huff meeting, perhaps. That was also today. If you're listening to this on February 12th, 2026, as mentioned before, we're going to be listening to a flashback to another February of, 9 years ago, February 19th, 2017. This was the time shortly after Führer Trump was inaugurated for the first time, and there was a lot of protests going on in Santa Cruz, women's marches, some of the largest marches ever seen there, until more recent times. Although marches do not necessarily mean solidarity for those who are oppressed, unfortunately. But I guess they might indicate something like that is coming in the future. We're going to go to the Red Church interviews. The Red Church was a church on Lincoln and Cedar. I think it's called Calvary Episcopal. Was across from the former ill-fated Farmer's Market, soon to be deported across Pacific Avenue to its sort of indoorsy-ish environment. And that's after the, four or five-story parking garage rises under the pretext of providing affordable housing and a library basement, something like that. It's a little distasteful to even talk about, but it's going up. Just right there, at that right across the street from that church. But in that church in those days, 9 years ago, there was a Monday cafe meeting service, whatever you want to call it, that was provided for anybody who wanted a good meal, and there was good meals provided every Monday night. I went there to get accounts of the folks who were standing in line, many, if not most of whom, were either homeless or low income, or, I don't know, extremely hungry, I guess, either way. And I would occasionally make announcements about upcoming events that were purported to be seeking an end to the nasty laws that Santa Cruz had in place, criminalizing homeless people, and indeed many people, from even being in large elements of space in the downtown area for any length of time, for resting there, for performing, for petitioning. A whole series of restrictions was put into play in order to purify the town and remove the so-called clutter, which I talk about in other recent netcasts, or archives, I guess we should call them now, that you can listen to if you go to the HuffSantaCruz.org website, which, who knows, may be where you are right now. So I call these the Red Church interviews. There's a lot of music also between the interviews with David Rovics and a few other somewhat radical singers, I guess, certainly for their time. Lots of interviews in the church, including to Julie Shaw, Cooper. I don't know if Dream Watcher got in there. He was frequently there. And we also have a debate I have, or an exchange anyway, with Bob LaMonica on the shooting of Sean Arlt, which was supposedly so-called investigated by the Santa Cruz police and written off pretty quickly by the DA and the Santa Cruz Police Department. And I talk about the various press conferences they had. And there's a lot of interviews with women. I think it was on the Women's March, but I could be wrong. It was certainly on one of those. There's also a Black Lives Matter protest going on around the same time. And I went out there to Capitola, which was rare to hear, at least for me, to hear of Black Lives Matter marches and protests in Capitola. And there's more, but you're going to have to listen to it or read a description that may be showing up in a few days, maybe a few weeks. I'm getting pretty slow at these descriptions on the Huff website under full blog, if you want to look for it, or if you don't know where to find it and you really are seriously interested, call me at 831-423-4833. Anybody listening, I want to remind you there is an attempt to reestablish MHCAN way back here, well, up here in 2026. That's Mental Health Clients Action Network, or Consumers Action Network. I'm not quite sure what the C stands for at this point. It was dissolved by its board, unfathomably, as far as I can see. They've never made any public statements. Apparently there was some kind of economic crisis they had in spite of a huge amount of money being donated by the county. And there's now an attempt to resuscitate it being done by Alicia Kuhl of the homeless, Santa Cruz Homeless Union, which is his nose is coming above water again to take a sniff and who knows, maybe splash about and get out of the swamp and start drying off and hitting the road to better things. That would be nice. Anyway, she has a planned Zoom call tomorrow where she's trying to collect the tenants of, clients, that would be the word, of former MHCAN group, which is still there and wondering why is the building sitting empty? Why are the services not continuing? If you're interested in seeing those services continue and you're either a former client or a supporter, give a call to Alicia at 431-7766. That's 431-7766. And if you have anything on the show you disagree with, that you think there should be an alternate voice heard, I'm amenable to that kind of things. Call me at 423-4833 and we'll see if your voice and mine can chime together, if not in harmony, then in counterpoint. Again, that number is 423-4833. And now, here's the flashback from February 19th, 2017.